of reasons to watch tonight. We'll talk to David here in about 15 minutes. But first, we had the tragic news in Muse in the News of the death at the Dallas Zoo. 49-year-old gorilla Timbo had passed away during a procedure under anesthesia. So now the Dallas Zoo is down to just 3 gorillas in captivity. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, we believe, is one of those gorillas in captivity. I believe we're going to get to speak to one of those gorillas. Hello, who's on the line?
Hello.
Yes. Yeah. Who is this?
I'm sorry, this is Ron Stansonston. I'm the gorilla media relations expert here at the Dallas Zoo.
Oh, I didn't know that we had one of those, but good morning.
That's okay. No, that's perfectly okay. I've got Patrick is standing by, Patrick the gorilla. And I'll get him on the line, and then you can talk to him on that line that I got him on.
Wait, what was your last name again?
Stansonston.
Stansonston. Okay.
Stansonston.
Yes, so Patrick the gorilla, one of the 3 remaining gorillas at the Dallas Zoo.
Yes, hold on just a moment. I will get him on the line for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Patrick, it's the Musers from the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Order Muse. Okay. Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Tell Mark Davis I'm not going on with him. I'm pissed about something Hannity said yesterday. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, is this Patrick the Gorilla?
Yeah, this is Patrick. Hey, Muses, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too well, you know. It's a pretty tough day for us. Really tough day.
Yeah, so our condolences on the loss of your roommate?
Mate?
Yeah, you know, Craig, I appreciate that. We've only got one payphone here in the enclosure, and it's been ringing off the hook with condolences and interview requests and whatnot. And I told Ron here, I don't know if you spoke with him a little bit earlier.
Yes.
I told him, I said, you know, if we're doing one interview, it's going to be the Muses. So,
oh, wow. Well, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, we listen to you guys all the time.
Really?
Yeah, they got a little radio here, and we keep it on you guys in the morning. And switch to Diane Rehm after your show. Norm's a little sportsy for our taste. Anyway, yeah, we do listen on the radio. That's all we basically can do here. You know, we don't work. No jobs.
Yeah.
We're incarcerated for crying out loud.
Right.
Jailed for something we didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty dour, as you can imagine, around here. We lost a good friend.
Yeah, Timbo.
Good friend Timbo. Timbo was our oldest lowland gorilla. She was 49 years young,
mm-hmm.
I like to say.
Yeah.
I'm preparing some comments for her service. We're going to have that a little bit later today. I may use that line, 49 years young.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah, we're going to bury her here. She was our only female,
mm-hmm.
so now we pretty much got a sausage fest here at the enclosure.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, you know, a lot of people making a big deal out of that. The your one female's gone now. What are you guys going to do? But, you know, Timbo wasn't really giving it up anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was, you know, she was older,
mm-hmm.
For a gorilla, very postmenopausal.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Jabari died, she really closed down the factory.
Oh, she was in love with Jabari.
Yeah, she pretty much glued them legs shut after that.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
So now it's just me and Juba and Buenzi.
Yep.
And me, Patrick,
uh-huh.
of course.
Yeah.
And Juba and Buenzi, of course, they're adolescents. They're younger. I'm 20.
Mm-hmm.
They're 9 and, I think, 8.
A little immature, probably.
Yeah, they're immature. They're adolescents. So they, you know, it's a bunch of long showers and spend a lot of time alone behind the rock, you know. But when Timbo was alive and back, you know, when Jabari was here, she was giving it up, and we were all locomotives, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Always pulling the train.
Man.
But yeah, then Jabari, you know, made his great escape, and she was depressed. She was in love with him.
Yeah.
And they blew him the hell away.
Yeah, did that kind of make you nervous when that happened every time a Dallas policeman would walk by?
You think the 3 of us ever trusted a cop after that?
Well, he got out of control, though. You know, I mean, he was scaring people.
Yeah, but you don't shoot a guy just because he's out of control and mauling a few zoo patrons.
Well, I don't know. I think that's the way they react when something like that happens.
Hey, well, you know, it happened. And, well, we sued the hell out of the Dallas police. Got nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere. And so, you know, it's just the 3 of us.
Yeah.
And, missing Timbo today. And, you know, she was a great gorilla. A lot of people don't know a lot about her. You know, I don't know if you had been to her blog lately or anything like that.
No, we didn't know she was blogging.
Oh, yeah, she was a big-time blogger. She loved Barbara Streisand and Tommy Dorsey. She thought Lady Gaga was white trash. Oh my God, would she rip on Gaga?
Really?
Yeah, but, you know, she had to go in for another surgery, and she knew that there was a chance she wasn't going to make it. Mm-hmm. So she gave away a lot of her possessions before she went under the knife. She gave me the hay that she slept on.
Oh, well, nice.
Yeah. She gave Juba a rock that she found.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Blinzy got all her vinyl.
Oh. Oh, really? She still had some vinyl laying around,
Yeah, she was big into, you know, she had a great New Wave collection. But now, man. Dude, what goes on, you know?
Yeah, what does go on?
It's crazy stuff, you know? I'm going to get my nuts cut off. I can't take being this horny all the time.
What do you guys do all day long as gorillas?
We just sit around, George. I mean, what else you going to do? You got people looking in that window at you, and you're like, God, stop looking at me. If you know what? I'm going to dig in my ass. That's what I'm going to do. You keep looking at me, I'm going to dig. Right?
Right.
I mean, I'll fling a few at you, too. I mean, it's annoying. It's annoying. And this is the thing. And I mean, you know what? I've been bitching at the Dallas Zoo for this for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a shade that we can pull down when people are looking, you know?
Yeah. Right. Give us a little privacy.
Privacy. That's all I'm asking for.
Kind of defeats the point of the zoo, but I understand your point, too.
Ah, forget about it. Forget about it. Well, I wish I could get out of here and come visit you guys in the studio.
Yeah, it'd be great.
With that.
Yeah, we'd have some fun, wouldn't we?
Oh, my God. I can talk sports with you.
What do you think about A&M going to the SEC?
I think it's a bad move.
Well, we don't have time to get into that.
I know. Yeah, get me down there. I want to see y'all all right?
All right.
Let me ask you guys something. First of all, thanks for calling. I really do appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Sure. We're very sorry.
Let me ask you something.
Mm. Yeah.
Is TGA Fridays really that good?
It's pretty good.
Whoa. I've got to go. Okay. You and me, Jub.
Right? Okay, we'll go.
I know it ain't MetaFast, but come on.
Yeah, we'll try to work it in.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, we're very sorry.
All right,
Patrick.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you. That's Patrick the Gorilla from the Dallas Zoo. The tragic passing of Timbo, the female gorilla. 851.